Dear participants, thank you for standing by. Welcome to DSM's conference call. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star one at any time. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Ms. Lieke de Jong. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Welcome to this conference call on DSM's 2018 annual results, which we published earlier this morning. Sitting here with me are both Mr. Feike Sijbesma, CEO and Chairman of the Managing Board, and Mrs. Geraldine Matchett, CFO and Member of the Managing Board. They will elaborate on the results, and after that, are available to answer your questions. We have 30 minutes this morning, so until 8:30 Central European Time. As a reminder, today's presentation can contain forward-looking statements. In that regard, I would like to point you to our disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements as published on our website and in our press releases. I'd now like to hand the call over to Feike and Geraldine. Feike, please go ahead.
Thank you, Lieke. Thank you all for calling in this early morning, although we already started much earlier. Let me give you a short introduction of how the year was, and then we open the floor for questions. Firstly, I would like to point out, if you look to the 2018 results, that we try to provide as much as possible full transparency, and therefore we have reported separately in all our 2018 figures the impact of the so-called exceptional supply disruptions of the vitamins, of some key vitamins, especially for animal health, which started November already 2017 and lasted till the third quarter of 2018. This gives an additional profit during the year, and we reported that separately. That creates a so-called total results and sales and EBITDA and a so-called underlying figure. We steer on the underlying, so without this temporarily vitamin effect. If we look to 2018, it was a record year. I need to say, again, a record year. Delivering fully on all our strategic targets, both financially and in terms of sustainability. Even without this temporary vitamin effect, we over-delivered on all our targets. Therefore, we in fact successfully completed our strategy 2015-18 over that period, which we announced at the end of 2018 on all aspects. Mid this year, we announced our new strategy for 2018-2021, called Strategy 21, purpose-led and performance-driven. Now, our underlying business, so without this so-called temporary vitamin effect, we reported a 6% organic growth, despite even a very strong 2017. That 6% comes basically for all our business. Materials have been growing, nutrition have been growing more or less with the same percentage. Very, very strong. The adjusted EBITDA of the underlying business also increased with 6% to 1,532 million, which was the EBITDA, adjusted EBITDA, as we call it, over 2018. If you do it at constant exchange rate, take out the exchange rate effect, the profit was even growing with 10% over 2018, once again, compared with a strong 2017. Our ROCE, return on capital employed, went up with 100 basis points, 1% to 13.3%. In the total business, if you add this temporary vitamin effect, even above 1.8 billion in terms of total EBITDA. Net profit up 46%. All in all, very good. What I said, nutrition growing even a little bit higher than the average of 6% for the company, 7% was nutrition. Volumes up 4%, prices up 3%, doing very well. EBITDA 6%, driven by indeed the volume growth, pricing strengths, and also still some of the savings of efficiency programs. EBITDA margin in nutrition went also up from 18.9% to 19.5%. Materials, 5% organic sales growth, very good, I will need to say. EBITDA up 5%, volume growth, but also the whole shift of our portfolio towards more specialties. And our EBITDA margin there in materials, coming from years ago, about 10, 11%, now reaching 17.6 compared with 17.3 the year before. Also on innovation and sustainability doing very well. Innovation sales close to our target of 20%. We ended up 19%. Innovation sales is products introduced in the last 5 years. So you need to run very fast on innovation to remain on 20%. But we are doing that. We have some very important big projects which are progressing very well, like Clean Cow, reducing methane emissions of cows, Veramaris, making fishing really sustainable, Stevia, sugar replacement, Niaga, 100% recyclable carpet. So some big projects with great potential for the future. Also sustainability, we got all the rankings of Sustainalytics, Dow Jones Sustainability Index and all those things. And in almost all of those rankings, we ranked number one. Reduction further of our greenhouse gas emissions, of our energy efficiency, renewable energy. Now 41% of all the energy we buy is renewable. 3 years ago it was 2%, so really progress. And also the pride and the engagement of our own people, again, also a new record of 76%. So all in all, moving very well. And that brings us also to the 2019 outlook, where we say, and I read it as we published it, we expect to deliver over 2019 a mid to high single-digit increase in our adjusted EBITDA compared to prior year, and then I take the underlying business, so excluding the vitamin effect, in line with our strategic targets set mid-2018. And also an improvement of the underlying adjusted net operating free cash flow, also in line with our strategy. And based on, like I said, the strong portfolio which we have, the good innovation potential, the good cash generation what we do, and the strong balance sheet the company have, we are pleased to propose to our AGM an increase of our dividend with 25%, and a share buyback program, which we start in the coming period, of 1 billion. So I think DSM, of course, sees the same economic environment as everybody sees, but I think we are well positioned to capture future growth. And with that, operator, I would like to open the floor for questions. Please.
Of course. Ladies and gentlemen, as said, we will start the question and answer session now. If you have a question or remark, please press star 1. So star 1 for your question or remark. Go ahead, please. The first question comes from Mr. Hans Verbraken at Financiële Dagblad. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Feike. Good morning, Geraldine. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a question about the share buyback program. I remembered, Feike, that you said when you don't have possibility for investments, you don't have possibilities for takeover, then you you complete a buyback program, a share buyback program. Are there no possibilities for investment and for acquisitions?
Very good question, Hans. Thanks for calling in this morning. I see it slightly different. We have ample, sufficient room and financial flexibility for doing acquisitions. And we even announced the last 2 weeks two acquisitions, both in the nutrition area in China, one in the vitamin area and one in the texturizing ingredients area. So we're continuing to do acquisitions also in the coming period and in the future. But if we look to our balance sheet, and to better, I need to say, with our cash generation potential, and the company is doing very well, we think, hey, we need to also have a prudent and a balance sheet. And that brought us to be able, and therefore we use, in fact, the words, we are pleased to announce a share buyback of €1 billion. Does this mean we will not do acquisitions anymore? No, we just did, and we will continue to do. But basically, we have the room to do also an additional share buyback. And, yeah, it in fact expresses the trust we have in the company as we look to our balance sheet today, but especially also our cash generation capabilities to the future.
Okay, thank you very much. Still one question. You said also in an earlier press conference that the acquisition direction is more nutrition than materials. Why is that?
That's correct. If you look to the company, we have about 70% in nutrition, 30% in materials. We see, and of course also today, that the whole nutrition business is a little bit more resilient than the materials business, though I need to say that in materials we move more and more towards specialties, which is also more resilient than the average material business out there. But we just see that are great growth opportunities in nutrition, and therefore we mentioned that we see the acquisitions more, or predominantly, I think we use that word, into the nutrition area. And we'll continue to be like that. So expect that it is predominantly in nutrition. That does not say that it is exclusive in nutrition, but predominantly. And that will remain there. And once again, Hans, I think we have enough room for doing additional acquisitions. The financial specialists can calculate a little bit. I won't do the work for them. How much room we would have left after this dividend increase and after this share buyback. But there's ample room for doing additional acquisitions. Yeah, and basically that expresses, once again, how well we are doing. I add to that also for the other people on the call. Of course, we see the same economic climate as everybody sees. So we are, as DSM, not immune for what is happening out there, although that will affect logically more our materials business if it affects than our nutrition business. And therefore, overall, DSM is pretty resilient in this economic time.
And what do you mean with resilient? The nutrition is more resilient than the material
Less affected by the economic environment. I mean, even when the economic environment is not good, people wake up the other morning and start to have breakfast and lunch and dinner, and hopefully with nutritional and healthy ingredients, and hopefully from these. So basically, a nutrition business is less affected by all this economic movements. Our materials business, supplying partly to automotive and others, of course, is more affected by that. Though I need to say that our super strong fiber, Dyneema, and some of the other products are also not so much affected by the economic climate. So our materials business will be more affected by the economic climate than our nutrition business. However, maybe also less than maybe other materials business which are out there. So overall, you see it also in our outlook. I am not so sure what the outlook is of some companies that I've seen so far. Not everybody gave even an outlook. We feel comfortable to give an outlook for the year, and even in line with our strategy formulated mid-2018. So, yeah, we feel we're on the right track. And also, if I look further than 2019, I mentioned all the big innovation projects. Also there, I see great growth potential. So, yeah, I'm not the most objective on DSM, but I think we are well positioned.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question comes from Ms. Ellen Proper. Bloomberg, go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, all. I had a question about acquisitions as well, and just as a follow-up, I'm just wondering what progress has been made on the topic of M&A, despite, yeah, of course, the ones which are announced, but what are the challenges to overcome in deals on the short term? And then Dow DuPont is heading towards a breakout, and that also means that the Danisco ingredients business that DSM once wanted will be a focused independent company. There will be no doubt takeover speculation around it. Will you be one of the companies monitoring it as a target?
Thanks very much. Now, like we said, we created by all the portfolio switches of DSM over the years a different company, much more resilient, like we said, much more nutrition, much stronger. And even that changed company has a strong balance sheet, and maybe even such a strong balance sheet that we are able to do an additional share buyback whilst retaining financial flexibility. And that means also that since mid last year, we are looking clearly to acquisitions, predominantly again in nutrition. Now, we can never give updates, but we are looking into the space very, very well. We cover all the different areas geographically. We just announced two acquisitions, like we just mentioned in China, both in nutrition area. Of course, I cannot say more about other targets, but we are looking carefully to all of that. Appreciate that you mentioned that some companies are breaking up and that there might be parts coming for sale. We will always look to all developments on the globe and what is out there. Of course, we will never react to specific targets, and you will understand we can't. But let's be clear, we continue to be active on the acquisition front and especially in nutrition.
That will do, Ms. Proper.
And maybe if I may follow up about plastics, because plastics isn't fashionable right now, and I'm just wondering what's the medium-term plan for plastics?
It's a good question. There's a big alliance announced by many players in the chemical industry and the consumer goods industry to reduce the use of plastic, especially single-use plastics, so for packaging, etc. DSM ourselves are hardly involved in single-use plastics, so that counts more for other companies in the industry. We are more in the durable plastics, for example, into automotive or electronics or whatever, and not as a single use. But we contribute to that via developing bioplastics. We have a few of those products on the market. We contribute to that by having a total recyclable approach, like we have in our carpets, Niaga. And we support also strongly the ocean cleanup to get the plastics which ended up in the ocean already out. And we support them because there's quite some forces in the ocean to get the plastic out via Dyneema, etc. So we do a couple of things to contribute to the so-called plastic problem in the world, although I need to say also, we are not the real causer of the plastic problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions or remarks, please press star one. Star one for your question or remark. There's an additional question coming up from Ms. Ellen Proper. Go ahead, please.
Yes, just because maybe you're not that much exposed to, the material, like it's still being offset by other business segments, including nutrition. But what are the signs we are seeing in terms of China and the automotive industry and consumer goods, which had an adverse impact over the last 6 months?
Yeah, it's a good point. A couple of things happened. Of course, the economic growth in the world reduced a little bit since after summer 2018. And on top of that, or maybe one of the root causes, always difficult to make that full analysis, the U.S.-China trade, what should I call it, discussions, or trade issues, of course, were not helpful. On top of that, there was in China some reduction of loan financing, and that created, especially in Q3, Q4, a much weaker automotive industry, especially in China. We need to see how that recovers into 2019. Maybe there is some light in the US-China discussions, and maybe China will come back on this loan financing. We were waiting, in fact, till the Chinese New Year is over. That is right now, and then you can see how it will really develop. But you always see, by the way, in these downturns a little bit in our materials business, you see some nervosity, and therefore you see always some destocking and stocking effect again. So you can get over the quarter some movements because people prepare and then anticipate and then come back, etc. So there are some stock movements. And of course, DSM, also our business in materials, is affected by that. You saw it also in our volumes in Q4 in our materials business, and also by this China situation. However, overall, we could maintain our EBITDA quite a bit, and still I look positive to 2019, but that's more due to the nature of our business. Automotive is, for total DSM, only a relatively small fraction. I'm asking to Geraldine. Geraldine, what is automotive in our total?
Total group sales is about 6% related to automotive, so not that big.
Yeah, yeah. But okay, those movements are there indeed.
Thank you so much.
There's an additional question coming from Mr. Hans Verbraken, Financiële Dagblad. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. Still an additional question about the Q4. The result, the turnover or the sales are 1% higher, and also there is a temporary vitamin effect I read, because this temporary vitamin effect wasn't included in the Q4 2017. When you reckon also with this temporary effect in this quarter, then you will have a higher sales of 3.3% and an EBITDA of 7.6. Is that correct?
Yeah, Hans, you can join our investor relations team. It's great. Indeed, your official figures are 1% organic growth and 3% adjusted EBITDA. But in hindsight, there was already the start of this whole vitamin effect and this outage in Q4 last year. We didn't know at that moment yet how long this would last, how big this would be. And this happened in Q4 last year. So at that moment, we didn't report this special vitamin effect. And we started reporting about that in Q1 2018. But in hindsight, it was already there, although not that big as in Q1 and Q2, but it was there already. And we talk about 40 million sales, if I'm correct, and a 50 million EBITDA. And if you correct for that in Q4 2017,
yes.
Then indeed the growth in Q4 would have been 4%, the organic growth of the company, which is pretty good also in that an economic environment. And the EBITDA even up 7% over Q4. So indeed, if you normalize our Q4 performance, then you see also that our Q4, in fact, was a very strong quarter.
Okay, thank you.
There are no further questions.
All right. Feike, do you have any closing remarks?
No, I appreciate that all your questions and everybody calling in. And like I said, 18 record year again, and we're looking. We have completed all our strategic targets, over-delivered on all of that, and sustainability. But more important, we look in fact positive to 19 with an outlook in line with our strategy, strong portfolio, strong balance sheet, innovation potential. And all of that, whilst continuing acquisitions, increased also our dividend, increase and started share buyback program. So I think DSM is well positioned to capture fully future growth potential. And with that, I thank you all for calling in.
Thank you, Feike. This concludes our conference call for today. Thanks to all for joining us, and I wish you a good day.